Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's 10 o'clock hour. One of the best live lit stage shows going right now in Chicago is Right Club. If you haven't seen it, go to The Hideout. It's third Tuesday of every month. The show, which pits two writers against each other, arguing lofty thoughts. That's essentially what it is, to time, and then the audience decides who wins. So they take on lofty thoughts like might versus right, or rock versus roll, or vampires versus zombies. It's always a good one, right? The show has been imported to different cities, and, you know, we got to talking about what would stop us from importing it to a different medium, and voila, Right Club Radio was born. This is the third installment of, we've done some great stuff on the show. Lindsay Muscato is back tonight with two writers who will write to the death, or until 11. And we, Download Nation, will be the judge. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. You're going to hear tonight two themes. We're going to get to it in just a second. And we have prizes, right, Pete? We have prizes to give away. We have two VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass 2016, which is the Garfield Park Conservatory fundraiser, which is also the kickoff for Chicago Craft Beer Week, which is coming up here next week, right?
That's a great prize, right? Yes.
So that's a giveaway. And also we have tickets. I got tickets to see the producers at the Mercury Theater. And also I've got pizza. I got Lou Malnati's pizza to give away. So that's just incentive for you to listen to the writers and be able to call up and pick the winner. And
last
with
time
that
it was just pizza. So this is just like a major upgrade.
Lindsay Muscato, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
All right. So I think I summed it up okay, but let's go over the rules of Right Club.
Yeah. So in our live show, everyone gets 7 minutes. Here they'll get four. But essentially, writers are given just a set amount of time to perform their pieces for a live audience, and the audience picks the winner.
And it's interpretive. They can take on the theme, and we'll get to the theme in just a second. But there's no print. They don't have to do a poem. They don't have to do an essay. They can do whatever they want. It just is the written word.
Yep, and they get assigned their topics in advance. So they are pre-written. Everyone comes with their piece in hand, and then they're called up to the stage in the bouts are in random order, and the combatants are in random order, so it keeps everyone on their toes, and then we figure out who's going when, and everybody just, they're ready to rock.
All right, well, tonight, the theme, I'm very excited about this theme, is employment-themed.
Yeah,
it's boss versus worker.
Yeah, it is, and it was chosen because this is actually the anniversary of the Haymarket Uprising.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Really important for Chicago history, and so actually our live show in Chicago is themed around this month.
Okay, perfect.
And so this is like a little preview of the kinds of pieces you might hear at a regular live Right Club show.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
let's introduce our writers tonight: David Isaacson and Peter John Burns. Guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Right Club Radio.
Sorry about the shackles.
You know, we're doing a Thunderdome thing. We just want to bring you guys
in. I have nothing to lose but my chains,
right,
yes.
Exactly. No, but talk about, give us a background on who you are before we read. David, you're a writer. You also work with Theater Ubleck.
Yep, I'm with Theater Ubleck.
Love that theater.
And we do plays in Chicago, except this fall we're going to be doing a haunted house instead of a play. Halloween Haunted House.
Oh, my God.
One.
Theater Ubleck doing a haunted house.
That's going to be so great.
Inspired. All right. Peter John.
I am a stand-up comic here in Chicago. I also have a podcast because if everyone jumped off a bridge, apparently I would too. So,
what's the podcast called?
It's called This Week in Despair.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, David, you're doing boss. And Peter John Burns, you're doing worker.
Correct.
All right, so we're going to get to these because they're 4 minutes long. Let's take a break to get you guys ready to go, loosened up, do your vocal warm-ups, your exercises. We'll take a quick break, and we come back. Boss versus worker, Right Club Radio, 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show, The Download on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Right Club Radio. Very excited tonight. Right Club Radio back on the air. Two writers enter, one writer leaves. Although we were talking about that earlier, and we're like, where did the writers go?
We're going to let them both leave.
Yeah, we're going to let them both leave, right. One has to stay all night. this is going to be fun. Lindsay Muscato's here. The Right Club live lit show can be seen on stage at the Hideout every third Tuesday of the month. Tonight, though, we have writers in studio with us. Very excited to introduce David Isaacson and Peter John Burns. David Isaacson is doing Boss. Peter John Burns is doing Worker. Before we get to who goes first, it's the paper, rock, scissors, right?
Yeah, it's obviously the traditional rock, paper, scissors, the way you make any important choice in your life.
You got to say it out loud.
Yeah, and it's on the radio, so it's even more awesome.
Okay.
So the traditional format is 1, 2, 3, blam. So we're going to do 1, 2, 3, and then you're going to say your choice.
You guys ready?
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Rock. Scissors.
Wow, that was good.
Smash.
So, rock. Yeah.
So the person who wins this gets to decide whether they go first or second, because there's a slight advantage to going second, but, you know, everyone's a little different.
Yeah, I'm going to go second.
Okay. Ooh, look at David.
Going with the tradition.
There you go. Home field advantage. All right, Peter John Burns. He's going to start with Worker. Peter John Burns, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Awesome. And so you have 4 minutes, which we're going to put on the clock. And, you know, you just get cut off after 4 minutes, so just don't make it longer than that, okay?
Okay.
Everyone will be disappointed in you forever.
Well, that's already happened.
Okay. All right, Peter John Burns, in 3, 2, 1, and go.
It would be a mistake to spend too much time here lauding the worker, because the position of the worker in society has never been stronger. Who could deny it? From the unprecedented prosperity that American workers have enjoyed ever since the NAFTA Treaty brought high-paying jobs to our shores while simultaneously creating a robust middle class in Mexico, to the successful boycott of Apple products by Americans who demanded that they raise prices in order to give the Chinese factory workers an equitable wage, to the overwhelming success of the Occupy movement, which resulted in a complete overhaul of the financial system, as well as the incarceration of multiple financial institution CEOs for fraud, to the recent triumph of Uber drivers in their campaign for unionization so that we have not condemned a generation of college graduates to serve as industrial internal combustion engine coolies. Truly, the current status of the worker is one of unmitigated triumph, so that it benefits me not at all to make a cheap play for sympathy to you, dear listener. No, I would rather concentrate on reminding you what it actually means to be a boss. Because when one thinks of a boss, one assumes a captain of industry, a magazine cover titan, a man, and yes, this is always a man, who is able to trade one dead-eyed trophy wife in for a newer model with regularity and with impunity. But to say that this is a typical boss is the same thing as to say that David Copperfield is a typical magician. In both cases, it's an example that is extremely rare and terrible. The reality is that the typical magician has a life filled with cake-smeared pants from children's birthday parties, repetitive stress injury from making balloon animals at family restaurants during Sunday brunch, to an army of hapless divorced fathers and their offspring. Or perhaps, if fortune smiles upon the magician, a life aboard cruise ships, trying to wring one last moment of wonder from the dying. That is the true life of the magician, for whom the best that can be said is that he is not a ventriloquist. And so, too, is the existence of the average boss. Because the typical boss isn't on CNBC explaining the upcoming merger. The boss is the manager at the local fast food establishment, lecturing teens 2 decades younger than himself on the most efficient way to prepare the poison that they sell. An authority figure who inspires equal measures of pity and contempt from his entitled suburban underlings. The boss is the regional manager who fears the merger because that boss is the first to go. Yes, the boss drinks scotch, but only because beer no longer has the desired effect. The boss can afford to go out for lunch every day, but only does so to cover his fear that no one wants to eat with him. Or he goes out to lunch with other department heads that he secretly dislikes and listens to them discuss golf and thinks, is this it? Unless he is a sociopath, in which case he golfs. The boss gets overexcited about fantasy football and the NCAA pool, but that's only because his own dreams of personal fame are dead. The boss suspects that his workers only laugh at his jokes because he is the boss, and he is correct in that assessment. Even if you have an angry tyrant for a boss, understand that this is a miserable human being, and as much as you hate him, it nearly isn't as much as he hates himself. And you can quit. So know that when you leave with your coworker friends to go drink at the local bar, a gathering you have pointedly not invited the boss to because then you can't complain about him, understand that he knows, and that he's going home to listen to talk of soccer practice, and then watch sitcoms to drown out the sounds in his head of dwindling potential, and that he would give anything, anything, to be you. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That's good stuff.
Nice.
Okay. Way to go. Peter John Burns representing Worker. All right. David Isaacson. Time for Boss. We kind of shake it off. 312-981-7200. So Download Nation, you heard Worker. Now it's time for Boss.
Yep.
Lindsay?
All right. David Isaacson, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, begin.
Boss versus Worker? I mean, is that even a contest? It's like Trump versus Hillary. Me versus Hillary in Right Club. I mean, what would the topic be? It'd be hot versus cold. I'm hot, she's cold, everybody knows this. Hillary Clinton is cold, ice cold. She's not a warm person, I'm a warm person. I'm hot. And by the way, I love this new way we have of determining who will be president. That old way, the primary system, that was a rigged system. Poor Bernie, I don't like Bernie, but that system, not fair. This new Right Club nomination system, this is fair, this is direct democracy, and I've been winning. Winning so big, it's tremendous. I'm the boss of Right Club so far, right? I beat Lion Ted Cruz in Right Club Indiana. That was truth versus deceit. I beat Kasich in Michigan. I was visible, and he was invisible. In Florida, I beat Jeb Bush. It was energy versus lethargy. I beat little Marco Rubio. It was dry versus wet. He got up on stage in Right Club Virginia, and little Marco had flop sweat like you wouldn't believe. It was disgusting. I beat Ben Carson, black versus white. I beat Kylie Fiorino, man versus woman. So I've beaten them all, and now it just comes down to me versus Peter John Burns, boss versus worker. Okay, Peter John Burns, you like workers so much, you can be my worker. Except at Trump, I'll tell you, at Trump International, we don't call you workers, we call you associates. Or concierges. And my concierges love working for Trump. You can ask any of them, right? And if they don't like it, they can go work somewhere else. Except I'll tell you this. You can't go work somewhere else because where are the jobs? Where are the jobs for all the little Peter John concierges out there who need a job? They've been sucked right out of the country, right out of this radio station. Now there are no jobs in radio because everyone's listening to your podcasts. And so if you want podcast economics, you can go with cold, cold Hillary Clinton. But with Donald Trump, I'm going to make WGN great again. Used to stand for world's greatest newspaper. I'll put the great in WGN again. We're in the WGN studios in the Tribune Tower. And by the way, the Chicago Tribune has treated me terribly. They've said such nasty things, and they can say whatever they want. This is America. But we're going to have to look at opening up the libel laws. Horrible things, they say. You know, maybe it's just inferiority complex. I mean, this tower, this Trib Tower, what is it, 462 feet? I'm Donald Trump. I know these things. No one knows more about the size of things than me. Trump Tower across the street looks down at little Trib Tower and says, who's the boss? It's like in Manhattan at Columbus Circle. Trump Tower, 861 feet. Time Warner Building, smaller than that. And by the way, that AOL-Time Warner merger, that was a disaster. I would never have done a deal like that. You don't know whether it's Warner or if it's Time, AOL, and I've been involved in a lot of mergers. And when I merge with someone, look, you just ask Melania what happens when I merge with someone. If there's any question about who ends up on top, okay? You ask Melania, you ask Ivana, you ask Marla, and people say to me, Donald, do you only marry women whose names end in "-uh"? And it's true, I do, because I'm consistent. Not like Hillary, who hates the coal miners one day and loves them the next day. She changes positions like she changes hairstyles, okay? I've had the same hair forever. I'm consistent. And if I'm going to do a merger, the new company is just going to be called Trump. No hyphens. So I got to ask you, Peter John Burns, are you a Peter or are you a John? Your name is like a Peter John merger. So I've got better branding than you. My branding is stupendous. And Trump is going to beat Peter John, boss beats worker, and then we'll beat Hillary and Right Club USA because, I mean, come on. You want Hillary? Sure, yeah, Hillary'd be a worker. She'd put on her apron and her riot gear and work hard on her Right Club essay. But Hillary Clinton is no boss. She may be bossy. She may have a bossy tone. She's got a mighty, mighty boss tone. But I'm the best boss that God ever put on the planet, okay? And the working people of America, the concierging people of America, are finally going to get the boss that they deserve.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
David Isaacson as boss. Peter John Burns as worker. All right. So you got a little character. You got a little essay. I like it. 312-981-7200. So this is how it works on Right Club Radio. We are going to go to the phones and go to the texters to see who was better. And at the end, crown a victor. And also, give away prizes. I got a ton of prizes to give away. Tonight, if you participate and give us a thoughtful, yeah, I mean, just getting on the phone, this has happened before. Oh, I like Boss. I'm not going to give you the tickets.
Yeah.
Like,
do something good.
Yeah, you have to tell
us
why.
These people have done a lot of work. You can step up. Say something.
312-981-7200. I got VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass. I got pizza. I got tickets to the producers. What'd you think? Do you like Boss or do you like Worker? All right, we're going to take a break, come back with the news, and then we will take your calls and texts. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here, WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Right Club Radio is on the air. We heard Boss versus Worker. Some tremendous readings tonight. Thankful to David Isaacson and Peter John Burns for their readings. Congratulations. Now one of you will have to die.
Good luck.
Lindsay Moscato from Right Club is here. You can see Right Club on stage at the Hideout every third Tuesday. You're objective as they come, but I mean, do you feel as we start this off that, you know, you liked one more than the other?
Oh man, I never like one more than the other. And when we do something like this for Right Club Radio, it's like we have picked the best. And so it's, you know, it's like so satisfying because you get to hear two good pieces, but then you're like, what? Who do I vote for?
It's so good. It's so fun. All right. Well, the listeners have responded. I'm sure it has to do with the merits of the work and not the free prizes that we're giving away. A pair of tickets to the producers at Mercury Theater, Lou Malnati's, a pizza, which will be sent to, I think it's a gift certificate. And also a gift certificate for two tickets to Beer Under Glass 2016 at the Garfield Park Conservatory coming up. I believe it's on May 19th, which is coming up. So that's also the beginning of Craft Beer Week. So why don't we go to the phone, shall we, Pete?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Steve. Steve, what do you like, Steve?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I got to go with the worker because he did an awesome job of describing how most blue-collar workers feel about their bosses and how they get treated. They've been treated over the last, 50, 100 years.
There you go. And that's
I am a man of the people, sir.
Yes.
There you go.
And no offense, the guy who did Donald Trump was, I didn't know, kind of get who he was until he started describing who he beat in the primary, he beat the elections and stuff. But it sounded more like Bernie Sanders to me. No offense. But.
All right, Steve, stay on the line, okay? I'm going to get you one of these prizes. Hold on. There you go. So worker gets one. Let's go to Beverly. Beverly, what do you like? Do you like Boss or do you like worker?
Boss.
Boss. Why?
Because they're more effective.
Bosses in general?
Yes.
All right, there you go, Beverly. There we go. All right, we're going to get rid of Beverly there. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what do we like? Do we like Boss or worker?
Yeah, I like worker.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm out walking the dog, and I'm a boss, and I'm weeping. They hit it right on the head. No one likes me anymore.
Nobody likes you anymore. Oh, man.
My work here is done.
My 401k.
All right, Tom, that's good. Hold on, Tom. Let's go to Billy. Billy, what do we like, boss or worker?
I'm going with the worker.
Okay.
He described exactly to a T any boss I've actually related to, because the bosses always want to be liked. They just bend over backwards. And the other one that did the boss sounded more like a CEO, not a real boss.
Oh, there you go. Good. Billy, thank you so much for that. Hold on, okay? All right, I like this. So here we're getting right now. Worker's got a 3-1 lead, but let's go to the texters and see how we did here. 630, Sean in DeKalb says, simply entertaining, both readers were awesome.
That doesn't count.
I know, and that's what I said to him. That doesn't count. So he said, all right, fine, if I have to choose workers, even though I am a boss when I'm at my job, I just can't stand Donald Trump.
I'm very glad that people aren't voting for Donald Trump in this competition.
847 says Peter John. So there you go. And 541 says worker. So right now we're a runaway. Come on, David. Let's hope that we can keep going. Let's go with Sandy. Sandy. All right. What do we like, Sandy? Do we like boss or worker?
We like worker.
Okay. Why do you like worker?
Because he was much better in his explanation. And I'm his mother.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, honey.
All right. There you go.
That was awesome.
I was tempted to give your mom like the tickets to the producers, but I'm like, no, no.
She deserves nothing. No, she deserves nothing.
Give her a pizza.
The mothers of the workers of the world unite.
There you go. 815 says they like the worker. Oh, look at this. We're going crazy.
I'm
here.
Worried that people are just focusing on the topics. Not that your pieces wasn't awesome, but I just want to remind everyone.
Well, hey, you know, the people have spoken. 630 says, I vote for worker just because of the last line. Priceless. So there you go.
You really got people in the heart.
Yeah.
Right now.
That's the worst thing you could have said to me.
Right. Right now, I have an 11-1.
I think based on this, bosses are all going to be overthrown. If you were a boss, don't go to work tomorrow because your workers will be in revolt.
I think you hit it on the head, Lindsay. I think one of the issues here is that they're saying, you know what, I see myself more as a worker. Even the bosses are like, yeah, they're more identifying as opposed to judging the work. Because I will say, as much as I love Peter John's work, the character work was a nice, you know, interpretation of the theme.
Yeah, I just think it's close. Like, they're in my mind close.
Right.
But the topic heading of worker is like, yes, of course. Who doesn't love workers? Not saying that you shouldn't be winning.
It's just saying, but it's also peace versus war. Who's going to actually dial in and go, like war?
Yeah, no, you know.
Well, maybe. Okay, aside from the Democratic National Committee, who else would call in?
Yes. We're a city of workers, obviously.
312-981-7200. What do you like? Do you like boss or worker? 312-981-7200. And we have some stuff to give away. 260 says, I vote for the worker because I could really use some Lou Malnati's. Truck and Phil, of course.
David, you should get your mom to call in.
Maybe I could switch it up, you know, just to make it a little bit more even. I'll say I'm giving the prizes to people who like the boss and see if that works.
Or just like, you know, people who have an artistic comment as well. How about that?
Right.
Like I say, this gives me hope for our nation.
I know. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
People
not a bad thing.
Are voting against Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or whoever I was.
Right, whoever. All right, good. 312-981-7200. What was the choice to go with Trump? Were you like, okay, it's just in the news. That's the kind of thing I want to go with, boss. I want to get into the psyche. I want to get inside the heads of the writers.
It was because I was like, oh, God, I got boss. That's so terrible. I wish I had worker. And I was like, well, who would defend a boss? The ultimate boss is Donald Trump.
The ultimate boss.
He is the boss of a huge, you know, company, and now he wants to be boss of America.
There's a great, I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say it, even though I think I've told the story before, Donald Trump Mayor Daley story from back in the day where Mayor Daley came out on top. And it has to do with the spire of the Donald Trump building. I guess Daley, this is a story I've heard. Daley went to bar, you know, he used to go to European cities. And
right.
He came back and he's like, I really like spires. Like, it's one of those, you know, I really like spires. So, they went back to Donald Trump and said for the Trump Tower, you know, the mayor wants a spire. And Donald Trump's like, that's another $2 million or whatever to put on. I'm not doing it. Tell him no. Right? They go back. They tell Mayor Daley. Mayor Daley's like, nah, I kind of want a spire. And so I guess the story goes that Donald Trump, you know, was like, yeah. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. And he came to Chicago on one of his trips and he pulled the limo, double parked it at City Hall. And he walked upstairs to talk to Mayor Daley. And Mayor Daley, they opened the door and Mayor Daley's like, Donald, how's my spire? And the door shut. It was about 10 seconds later. Trump went down to the car. The calls were made to the people, and it was, all right, we'll go with the spire. So there you go. If you're wondering if Donald Trump is going to be the next president, there is probably one politician that could be a nice little running mate, right? Donald Trump and Mayor Daley. Yeah. What did I come up with here? Joe, what do you like? Do you like boss or worker, Joe?
Hi, I like the worker best.
Okay, why?
Because he made fun of magicians who are kind of creepy. And then he went above and beyond that and made fun of ventriloquists who are even creepier.
I love you, sir.
Joe, hold on the line, buddy. Hold on. That's great. Let's go to George. George, what do you like? Do you like boss or do you like worker?
I like the boss on this one.
Oh, why do you like the boss?
I love the way he was inserting Hillary, and he kept bringing her up over and over. I thought it was very creative.
All right, there you go. Okay, all right, let me put you on hold there. Thanks, George. Gary, what do we like, Gary? Do we like boss or we like worker?
We like the worker.
All right. Why do you like the worker?
Because they see all the mistakes the bosses have made, and they just sit back and laugh, and they know how to correct them.
All right. There you go. All right, good. Thanks, Gary.
That's true.
All right, so and let's go back to the text. 312 says, "Boss, the system is rigged." That's all it's like. I don't know if you text that in. Did you text that in, David?
It seems like that's feel the burn.
The burn. All right, so as we kind of wrap up here, it looks like we have kind of a landslide win for the worker. There are still some phone calls coming in, but I have to say that I'm not sure the volume of those calls in a straight shot. Boss is going to pull this one out of the fire for you.
The exit polls have spoken.
Yes, exactly. Can we go to the big board? Let's go to the big board. We'll go by county. Boss, workers. You can see what's happening here in DuPage County.
How many delegates exactly. does he need?
Right. Peter Johnberg, he gets a ton of delegates for this one. So I guess that's it. I mean, I you know, let's go with Peter John Burns. You are the winner tonight with worker over boss.
And our victor. Yay!
We have a little trophy for you, but it's probably in Ian Belknap's suitcase as he is stuck in the
But you can imagine it. It's 4 inches high and made of bronze. No, it's made of plastic.
Plastic, yeah.
It's plastic.
I got one of these. I know it.
And David Isaacson, thank you much for playing. You're going to have to stay here for a while. You're going to stay for 24 hours at least.
Someone has to do the dishes.
Someone has to do the dishes. Both of you, thanks so much for reading tonight. We appreciate it. It was great.
Lots of fun.
And Lindsay, awesome to see you again. Can't wait for the next Right Club Radio. Of course, Right Club, the live lit performance, which is much more bombastic.
It's louder because there's louder. More people. There's more people shouting.
Yeah. Is at the Hideout every third Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, it's Tuesday the 17th is the next one.
All right, Tuesday the 17th. Lindsay, great to see you.
You too.